Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Pirates in action with yet another free agent has me pissed. But more than that, I'm pissed at myself for being pissed. I'll explain in a couple of minutes. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Doran, where are all these changes? Mike Tomlin said there'd be changes. We got one. One change.
Not even their change.
No.
I don't believe.
Aaron Curry left.
Right.
I think his contract was up, and then maybe they were interested in bringing him back. I think they probably were because they viewed him favorably.
Yeah, they liked him.
He's a riser.
Yeah.
But his contract lapses, and he goes to the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm. For the same position.
Same position. And that's not an area where I think they need significant improvement. Like, I don't think Patrick Queen was great this year. I think he was good. I think Peyton Wilson had his moments and will be a good player. But this is someone who was thought of highly, and he leaves. We've talked about the changes that should have been made. Defensive coordinator. At least look under the rug and see what's going on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line coach with what happened with Broderick Jones. And, you know, Dotson leaves, then he ascends, and it hasn't been what they thought it would be. Now, there have been some success stories, but we look at Pat Meyer. Okay, that would make some sense. Terrell Austin, that would make some sense. I even think the Azeez Ansari thing, Zach Azani, I think that would make some sense. They bring him in, it's 1 year, but you still have a lot of the same stuff going on with George Pickens. Aaron Curry's the only change?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do anything now. I'd be stunned if they did anything now.
There's nothing they can do at this point. I mean, it's too late in the process. Usually that would happen weeks ago, unless they have a relationship with somebody that's in the Super Bowl, which I doubt that somebody's going to want to take a Steelers job over these two teams. Like, who would want to leave and make a sideways move like Aaron Curry to go to the Steelers whenever you know that whoever wins this game or loses this game is probably going to be back in the same position next year?
Right.
None of these rosters are going to, like, they're not losing that many people on each roster. So,
no.
I know that's beside itself, but, like, usually that this would be solidified, and especially heading into last week with the Senior Bowl heading into about, you know, less than a month from now for the combine. You want your coaches set so you can go and take those guys so they can scout as well. So
right?
there's nothing that's going to happen. And in the scouting department, like, everybody's going to stay the same. I know Sheldon White interviewed for a GM job, just one interview. Pretty sure he didn't get it because I think that those are all hired up. But nothing's going to change, man. Nothing. Not one thing.
The only thing that is going to change now would be personnel. And until they start pouring resources into the offensive side of the football, I'm not going to believe it. So where I sit today is they're going to come back and they're going to be really similar to the way they were last year. And philosophically, we just had a full hour talk about Tomlin and how he kind of put the kibosh on the offense. I don't think he's going to change his stripes. He's not going to change philosophically there. You can get better players. You can get a running back with more burst. You can get a Cooper Kupp who's better than Van Jefferson. And so it would be incrementally better, but it's never going to be, hey, we're winning a couple of playoff games better.
No.
And if you're not getting rid of coordinators, you're not changing philosophy. And even if you did, it'd be hard for me to believe.
Look at Houston. I mean, they're a prime example. Like, they went to the, like, first year offensive coordinator last year, first year rookie quarterback last year, and you make the playoffs and you do the things that you did, then you do the same thing again this year, and you're the Houston Texans fighting in the AFC. And you win two playoff games. Or no, you get to the second round of the playoff game, not just make the playoffs, you win a playoff game.
Second year in a row with a young quarterback.
And you fire your OC.
Yep.
Because it's not good enough. That's the difference. That's where they are. That's where they're thinking. That's how innovative maybe and, you know, just moving forward, aggressive they are compared to where the Steelers are at. And Sloak was a big-time name after last year.
Oh, my God. When the Steelers went to Houston and got run out of that place, we were talking about, God, wouldn't it be nice to have a Bobby Slowick up in here? Meanwhile, the Ravens fired a defensive coach, Mark DeLeon. They brought in Chuck Pagano. They were a drop two-point conversion away from being in that fight and having a chance to go to the Super Bowl. They've made changes. That's what drives me up a wall. Just like you said, with Houston, with Baltimore, these teams that are without question closer than the Steelers are to legitimate contention are saying, no, we got to change this, we got to change that. And the Steelers, who've been the same team for 3 years, if not longer, say, no need to examine.
Mm-mm.
We'll just come back. We'll do it better. We'll work harder. We'll do it better. It
doesn't work all the time.
No. Everyone's working hard.
Everybody works
hard. It's the NFL. I always hate that.
I do too. Everybody works hard.
Like, Tomlin gets asked about, you know, effort and things like that and bad starts. Why is it going to get fixed? And he'll always say, because I know the guys. Because I'm with them every day. I know how hard they work. Well, it ain't working, man. And they've changed nothing. But we've beat this dead horse before. 412-928-9370. If you'd like to pile on, we'd be happy to have you on the Fan Hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
I honestly mean this right now.
Yeah.
And in people, we talk about being dead horses and we do it a lot, but I mean this right now. Like, why is Mike McCarthy not wearing Pittsburgh Steelers garb right now? Like, in some capacity. Like, even if he's just a consultant right now through OTAs.
Why
is he not in the facility right
now? Yes. Why is he, when they could potentially draft a quarterback, not in there advising them on that? I feel like he knows a lot more about good quarterback play than they do.
For sure.
Look at what he got out of Cooper Rush, for God's sakes. Dak Prescott was a fourth-round pick, and he had success before McCarthy got there, but their offense the last few years has exploded. Like, that's an offensive... Is he a genius offensively? He's well-respected as an offensive mind. You're right. And he's just sitting out there.
Yep. Even if he doesn't want to coach, you force him to want to be... To take a job that's a part of the Steelers.
But he's from Miami, right? Like, he would want to live in a warm weather city.
No, yeah, he wouldn't want to live here.
He wouldn't live in Cancun? Is that where he wants to be? Go to California?
Right.
Build himself a nice house?
Right.
No, he's from here.
Right.
I'm guessing if he's planning on taking a year off, which that's the reporting on that, he'd be okay with coming back home and
no doubt
hanging out as an analyst, no pressure. get yourself back in the game next year.
Yep.
Next year's hiring cycle. He'll get a head coaching job. Why not take a year and try to help your hometown team? And they'd have to make it worth his while financially. Well, that's probably what happened. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Randall Grychik. Is it Grychik or Grychik?
Grychik.
Yeah, I do that every time. Signs back with the Diamondbacks. I tried with every fiber of my being there not to say the Cardinals. I had Arizona. We were talking football. So he signs back with the Diamondbacks. 1 year, $5 million.
Yep.
And is he a great player? Absolutely not. But he would have been perfect for the Pirates because he crushed left-handed pitching last year. Absolutely crushed it. 914 OPS, 6 home runs, which isn't a huge number. But in 184 plate appearances, he absolutely mauled left-handed pitching. OPS plus of 156, which means you're 56% better than league average. You platoon him with Jack Sawinski, who against right-handed pitchers in his career has hit a whole bunch of homers, has a 764 OPS and a 113 OPS plus. Now you've put together a full player.
Yes.
And when you're a small market team and you're not willing to spend a lot of money, platooning is something you should be doing a lot of. You could be platooning Jack Sawinski in his power against righties with Randall Grychik and the way he hits against lefties, and you've got yourself a productive right field. They didn't do it. They were linked to this guy.
They were linked. Now, we've talked about this before, about them giving the effort to even try to get guys. So where do we stand? Like, they tried to at least get this guy, but they didn't.
Yeah, you either get a guy or you don't.
Okay.
Like, pay him six. Pay him seven. Pay him eight. Get him to come here. He might have preferred Arizona all along, but you give a guy who's only making five, seven, that's a huge raise from one spot to the next. I'm not going to give them bonus points for swinging and missing.
Okay.
Like, yeah, great.
Not for this type of player.
And that's why I said what I did at the beginning of the segment. I am pissed that the Pirates didn't get this guy, but I am more angry at myself, frankly, Doran, for having to get upset about something like this. Like, oh, the Pirates missed out on a $5 million platoon player. They have lowered my expectations so much that when Randall Grychik goes and signs someplace else, I see it on Twitter, and I'm going to throw my phone through a window. That one's on me. You know what? That's on me. They have lowered my expectations so much. They've spent $5.7 million on outside free agents this offseason that when they don't get a Randall Grychik, I go, oh, damn it, what a missed opportunity. No, they should be offering contracts of $15 and $20 million type players. But they have lowered our expectations so much that we're like, just give us something.
Something.
And then when we get nothing, I get mad at them. I should be mad at them if they sign Grychik. Because even though, like I just said, that'd be a great platoon option in right field.
It's a platoon option.
It's a platoon option. So I'm mad at them, but I'm also mad at me for crying in my beer over a guy who's only going to play against left-handed pitchers. Texter, Mike McCarthy is waiting for Tomlin to get fired next offseason. He can wait forever, man.
Not going to happen.
All right. Coming up next, Super Bowl media days now, right? It used to be just the Tuesday. Now these guys are talking a whole bunch of different events. There is one central story, one thing pissing off all the Chiefs players that now has irritated me. I've changed my opinion on something, Doran. I'm a big man to admit it. And I'd like to tell you that coming up next.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I think a lot of those theories are things that happen in social media and they get a new life. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. And I think it also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. That's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously. But at the end of the day, you know, it's something we always have to continue to work on. How do we make our officiating better at all times? If you look at the Chiefs' record, which I think is an amazing thing. People talk about the competitiveness of our league. The Chiefs, with their 15 wins, 15-2 this year, 11 of those 15 games were within one score. And I think that talks about the competitiveness of our game and the importance of how we officiate it, but also the competitiveness of how we play it.
So that's one of the big narratives in Super Bowl week. And Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce were both asked questions about benefiting from officials' calls. And neither one of those guys wanted to hear it. The one question to Travis Kelce was, what do you love more, a roughing the passer call on third down or Taylor Swift? And he was not about that, nor should he have been. Yeah. I'd be pissed. Bring my girlfriend into it, and you insinuate that we're benefiting from calls even though we know and believe we're a great football team. And then Patrick Mahomes was asked and goes, oh, that's funny, and then gave a diplomatic answer. He did a good job of handling it. I've come all the way around on this. Have they benefited from calls? Sure. Did they benefit in the AFC Championship game on that fourth down quarterback sneak? I think undoubtedly. But this, to me, seems like it's a bigger story than Spygate was. Like, the Patriots were actually cheating. The tapes were destroyed. And I don't remember, maybe I'm remembering wrong, but I don't remember those questions being posed to the Patriots as frequently as these questions are posed to the Chiefs. The Chiefs are beneficiaries of some calls that go their way. They're also great. The Patriots juiced it so that they could help themselves be great. Those aren't the same thing. We're making more out of this than we did about that. And while I do think this is a story, I think we've gone too far.
Well, I mean, I think that we're searching, right? We're trying to search for something. If something is just, you know, built in a lab, you want to search for the ailments. Like, why is this thing just dominating everything? Like, let's search for the bad. There has to be something off. They have to be, you know, somewhat human, right? Well, we're all searching for something that we can say, oh, well, that's why the Chiefs won.
Right.
That's why they're winning. Like, if they didn't win, say they won, like, one Super Bowl in the last 5 years, would we be having these conversations about the Chiefs getting back to the Super Bowl?
We would not.
No. But they've won so much, so it's like, all right, why are they winning? This can't be right. This can't be real. They can't be that good, right? They can't be this good. Oh, look, they get calls. Oh, you know what? That's why. Because they get calls from the officials. That's what we're doing. And I think back in, you know, Spygate, what year was that, 2001?
That was early 2000s.
Early 2000s. I mean, you don't have as many eyes as you do on the games as you do now.
You didn't have social media at the time.
You didn't have social media, and everybody sees everything now, and they could get cut up into TikToks and clips where you can just see how many times Patrick Mahomes gets calls, and right. It's going to be a whole clip
that's
for
true.
1 minute.
That's true.
You didn't have that back then.
And that's the part of the answer that Roger Goodell, I think, nailed. I would not have brought up the one-score game thing if I were him, because people will just say, well, yeah, they win all these one-score games because they're close games and one referee call could change things. I didn't think that was good. But you're right. The social media thing's a big part of it. A big part of it. Like back in 01, 04, if you had visual proof that was in the For You tab and that's all you're seeing on the Twitter.com, yeah, maybe it would have been a bigger deal then.
Yeah, Sunday Ticket. I mean, you could watch every single game if you want to. And then if you don't want to watch every single game, you just go on YouTube and watch the highlights now. And you could find out, like, anything you want. Like, when we were, I mean, we sound old, but, like, when we were growing up, you were watching the Steelers, and then you're watching the 4 o'clock game,
yes.
And you're watching the night game. Like, and you didn't know what else was going on.
You're right. And when the Steelers won the Super Bowl in 05, I ran out and had to buy a championship DVD.
Yeah.
It came with a hat and a t-shirt, Doran.
Yeah.
Now you get the highlights immediately, and they'll put together something through NFL films that you can get digitally in like 8 seconds. Yeah. You're right. The world has absolutely changed. And I do think that it is inarguable that the Chiefs have benefited from some calls. I also don't think that the league's in on it. Like, I don't think that there's any conspiracy.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're just a good football team. Like, it's okay to say that. Like, I know people hate it, but, you know, to make an excuse to say, like, the league's in on it for them winning, for what? What's the benefit? What's the benefit? If this were true, what's the benefit for the league for the Chiefs to keep winning?
Right, because
wouldn't you want some parity?
Yeah, we haven't talked about the Super Bowl until right now.
Right.
And we will as the week goes on, but you said it on Monday before the show. This is the least buzz that we've had for a Super Bowl in a long time, because it's the Eagles again, and oh my God, it's the Chiefs again. Probably benefit from a little bit of new blood. Yeah. Yeah.
So unless it's a Taylor, all joking aside, unless it's a Taylor Swift thing, because she has brought a lot of different eyes and more eyes to the game. Like, I don't think that the league is really thinking about that.
If that's the case, get Taylor Swift to do the halftime show.
Exactly.
And don't rig it for them to get in, right? Like, and here's the other thing. These NFL refs are incompetent. But then out of the other side of your mouth, these referees are so good at their jobs, they can rig the sport. Like, those things, they don't fit. So I do think, like, the AFC Championship game, there were two calls I was really annoyed by because I think they clearly benefited Kansas City. Would they have won anyhow? Probably. It's Buffalo, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But they benefited Kansas City. It's not some big conspiracy.
But we talked about this, I don't even know, on air, off air, like last week or 2 weeks ago. This has been happening for years with big-time players in every sport. They get the benefit of the doubt. Michael Jordan didn't get the benefit of the doubt a lot because that was a different era of basketball, but like LeBron.
LeBron does.
I mean, you know, even Crosby probably at times has gotten benefit of the doubt. Like the big-time stars, they get the benefit of the doubt. Like you're going to side with them and keeping them upright, I guess, over somebody else. I mean, look at baseball. I mean, pitches. Sometimes it's, you know, was that a strike? Was that not?
Greg Maddux is getting the call. Josh Fogg's not. Yeah.
Like that, it's been going on for years. And that's what's happening right now, and that's why people, I think, are so upset, but it's being exposed a lot more, and there's more eyes on it. But this has been going on in sports for years where the big-time players get the benefit of the doubt all the time.
And no matter who was playing in this Super Bowl, and I say this all the time too, we will carve out a segment of the show on Monday, and we will be talking about officiating. And if it were the Washington Commanders and the Buffalo Bills, we would carve out a segment of the show and we would talk about officiating. There are blown calls in every game that's played, and when it's the biggest game, it's going to be magnified. So I think there's a little bit of truth in that they have had some bounces go their way, but I also do think it's magnified, and it annoys me in comparison to the cheating ways of the Patriots that this is seemingly a bigger deal when the Chiefs don't have anything to do with it. They're just the beneficiaries. 412-928-9370. Coming up next, boy, if I were the Steelers, more specifically Art Rooney II, I would be so mad at Ben Roethlisberger. What did the old quarterback say? Now we'll tell you coming up next. Thanks to Tim Benz in the Trib, we now have two former Steelers quarterbacks with comments that we need to react to. I missed this yesterday, Doran. Kenny Pickett spoke.
That's right.
He said, every place does it different. Here comes an ad. Every place does it differently, but the ultimate goal is to be at the Super Bowl. There's different ways to get here. I think this team, this franchise, has a really good plan for trying to get here. Seeing the way guys show up to work every day, there's really no distractions. Guys are locked in. There's no secret as to why we're here. We've got good players that show up to work. The implication there being that there were distractions here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
He's played at two places in his NFL career, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. And he says, there are different ways to get here. We have no distractions. Now, this coming from a quarterback on a team where there was a distraction this year, where Brandon Graham said that the quarterback and the wide receiver, A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, weren't seeing eye to eye. Clearly, it wasn't that big of a deal. They are in the Super Bowl, and Kenny Pickett seems not to care. And in the game immediately following all of that, it was the second most passing yards that Jalen Hurts has had this season. And that was, of course, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I buy what Kenny's saying. We're just showing up. We're working. It's about football. And then you juxtapose that with the Steelers, where it seems like every single week there's some sort of drama going on. And it's been that way for a while here under Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I mean, from the offensive coordinator, I mean, think of it. Kenny had an offensive coordinator his first year. Next year, the offensive coordinator gets fired midseason. There's always something going on. You got George Pickens situation. There's always something. And then you had the whole Mason and Mitch Trubisky deal. And, you know, it was never always about just show up and play football. And it wasn't even like that this year. I mean, they had almost the same situation. I mean, outside of the coordinator situation, but you had two different quarterbacks playing. You know, obviously the Russell Wilson was hurt, but then, you know, now there's turmoil there. You had George Pickens, don't know if he's going to show up or not. And I mean, you had there's never just a week for the Steelers where it's just like, all right, we're just going to play football and do our job and try to win.
No, there isn't.
Not. There's not at all, ever.
There's been quarterback controversies in each of the last 3 years.
There's running back controversies every year. I mean, low-key, with Najee and Jalen. I mean, how many times did we come on and turn these mics on and say Jalen Warren should be RB1? Said it probably about 50 times.
Do you think that Jalen Hurts gets along with his offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore?
Yes.
I would think so, too.
Yes.
They score a lot of points. They can throw it when they want to. They can run it when they want to. Kellen Moore is going to go be the head coach of the New Orleans Saints because they just want to win. Here we've got the offensive coordinator and the quarterback not seeing eye to eye. And it's probably Mike Tomlin's fault. In fact, it is Mike Tomlin's fault. But the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Meanwhile, Julian Edelman, on a podcast a couple of days ago, said the Steelers do the same things over and over again defensively. Well, Ben Roethlisberger addressed this on his podcast. And my God, I feel like the Steelers should just hire Ben to do in-house media so that they can shut him up. Because this is a bad look, and this call is basically coming from inside the house.
I think that there's obviously truth in it. Listen, if Julian Edelman had played against the Steelers, there's definitely truth to it. If you don't, you got to change with the times. We talked about a little bit last week, and we talked about defense, like where's the blitzing, where's this, where's the Dick LeBeau B2 slide and all right. This stuff. And, you know, it's like we're not trying to confuse people like other teams do. Like other teams are confusing people. Look at the end of that Bills-Chiefs game. Spags sent a corner blitz. They said, I think, the first time all game in the situation where you would never expect and you need it, you confuse, and they got home. It's like we just go through this, you know what, we're just better than you. We're going to line up and we're going to beat you. That works to a certain extent. At some point, you have to throw some different wrinkles at teams.
Oh, Callis, you cut Spence out of the middle of that. You savvy veteran, you. Because Spence starts throwing in his opinion. I'm like, hey, Spence, you do a fine job hosting the podcast, but for God's sakes, I want to hear the Hall of Fame quarterback. Also, some big dude comes in and drops off barbecue right in the middle. Nice. And then Spence goes, oh, hey, I want you to weigh in, too.
He got the opinion of the barbecue guy.
Who had a great Yinzer accent, and the barbecue looked outstanding. I'm not poo-pooing that guy, but I don't give a rat's ass about his football opinion. But this is now the second time in as many weeks where Ben has come out and basically rubber-stamped opinions that are out there. The first one was that the Steelers are cheap, and that's why there's no coaching tree. And now this one, the Steelers keep doing the same thing over and over again. Oh, I almost did the thing I don't like. And expected different results. When Ben says it, it's newsworthy. He was there forever.
Yeah.
He won a bunch of games. He won two Super Bowls. And Ben's saying, yeah, I know that came from a Patriot, because a lot of people were trying to shoot the messenger, including Bostic when he was here. He wasn't having nine catches a game. Well, now Ben said it. So if you didn't buy it before, you got to buy it now, right? Like, I don't think Ben's got an axe to grind against the organization. He made hundreds of millions of dollars from these guys. So when he says it, I pay attention.
They are very predictable, aren't they?
Yes, on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, there's truth to it.
Like, they get crushed for being predictable offensively, and it was really Edelman coming around on it, which was the first time I've heard it really in the mainstream media nationally about the defense. But we've been saying that all year. We've been saying that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to change.
Nope.
TJ, good luck. Here's three blockers. Beat them. Hey, Minka, go play 18 yards off the line. They know where you are every play. Then they let him do it every once in flag football, Dorn. He picks off two passes.
Yep.
More of the same, just a different messenger, but this messenger makes me pay attention a little bit more. 412-928-9370. Texter, Discord doesn't mean distractions. It's how you handle the Discord. Yeah, there's always going to be friction in a locker room. A bunch of guys who are prideful, a bunch of guys who want to win, and a lot of guys who think that they could be the reason why you do win. It is how you deal with that and navigate that. And are we going to let a little thing, a little ember, burn into a massive forest fire? Yeah, I think the texter's largely right about that. But around here, there's not fire extinguishers all over the place.
Nope.
Man, what an analogy on the fly.
That was good.
That's what happens when you're the fifth best mid-market sports morning show, according to Barrett Sports Media.
Mm-hmm.
More reaction to Ben from you coming up next, 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Ray Fittipaldo going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. Do you want a chance to win a trip to Vegas for you and three guests plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships? All you have to do, download and listen to The Fan on the free Odyssey app. Listen each day on the app. For a minimum of 1 hour, you receive an entry. It's that simple. This national contest runs through February 23rd. That's a Sunday. So get the free Odyssey app now. Listen to The Fan for 1 hour each day, and you'll have a chance at winning this ultimate prize pack. What would your dream Vegas trip be? Like, I mean, who would you want to go with?
Who would I want to go with?
Anybody in the world.
Anybody in the world.
Why do I want to go with Bob Huggins and Dana Holgorsen?
Well, I mean, that'd be fun. That would be fun. I'm trying to, wow.
You know, I bet you Shelty gets down. Not like gets down, but like can party. Like, I bet you Derek Shelton be a good
time. Yeah, I bet you he'd be a good time. I bet you he'd be a good time. I'm trying to think. Who would I want to go? Anybody in the world.
Yeah.
Anybody in the world. Dennis Rodman.
You want to go with Rodman?
Yeah, he'd be good. Wow.
Man, you get yourself in all kind of trouble.
Yeah, and he has money, too, so it's like,
he'd get blamed for it, though.
Yeah, right.
Who did Kanye go to the Golden Globes with or the Grammys with?
His lady?
Yeah.
Bianca Censori.
She could tag along.
you don't bring fish to the sea.
And they have fresh fish.
They have fresh fish in Vegas.
I can't go. I could never go. I think I passed that window, and now I have too much to lose, and I have no governors on myself.
Yeah, you wouldn't make it. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Yeah. I'd have to bring cash, dude, and leave my cards at home.
Yeah.
Because if I got going, I wouldn't stop going until I could go no more.
Right, because it's just so enticing. Like, it's like, I want to do this. It's in Vegas. It looks a lot of fun. It costs a lot of money. I have a budget. But I'm going to break my budget because I want to do this and I'm here. So you break your budget and then you go right and do that. And then you do the next thing and then the next thing. And then before you know it, you have $2 in your bank account.
The difference now between myself and when I was younger is back then I would think I could navigate bad situations. Now I just don't put myself in them. But if you could trust yourself, you should go. And that would be the weekend I would go, is the college basketball tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm already sick that day. Sorry, Craig. Friday, the NCAA, I'm sick. Can't make it. From noon until 2 a.m., you're watching ball.
It's great.
And there, you're just immersed in it.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice out.
Let's just go.
I'm down. You won't go. You won't go with me.
No, bad influence.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully, bad influence. And I'm so easily influenced.
Mm-hmm.
Callis would be a great time in Vegas. He would be the guy at the craps table that everyone is riding with. He would be the life of the damn thing.
Yeah, then he would want to go to like some type of arcade or something. I'm like, we're in Vegas. He's like, well, let's go play video games. Let's go check that out. Let's do that. Like, nah, we're going to the club. Like, well, I want to go play video games.
I'd actually look forward to meeting women in Vegas. Yeah. Isn't that the thing you do?
Sometimes.
Now you could pay for them there.
That's.
I almost got him. He almost hit us with a, that's
true.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.